Okay.
Morning, Doc.
Morning, Bill.
Let the record show that all members of the Finance Committee are in attendance today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If everyone has looked at the minutes, I'd appreciate a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion to approve the minutes. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Do we have any public comment? Hearing none. You're up, Joe.
We have a light month on purchasing. We spent all the money last month for the fiscal year.
All right.
Just a couple small purchases.
I saw Kelly did spend a lot of money last month.
First one is with facilities management. They have a tornado polyhopper spreader. I assume it's for salt spreading. In the back of a pickup truck. Mm-hmm. Any questions?
Replacement of the one we have.
Here, no questions. Second, with the sheriff's office, we have just a small construction project to replace or do some work on the antenna on top of the Granite City Steel Building down in Granite City. This is part of the Starcom radio network that the county paid to upgrade about 2 years ago. And if there's any questions, we've got representatives of the sheriff's office there, including Sheriff Lake.
Well, representative today.
John, would you like to maybe introduce the committee to Jeff?
Sure. Hi. For anybody that doesn't know me, my name is John Lake. Been around for a while here in the county, but I'm back after being gone for 3.5 years. And it's nice to see some smiling faces again. And, well, most of them. Major Wells looks like he's going to be leaving the sheriff's office here in a short period of time and moving on to another law enforcement career, and we obviously wish him the best. And Jeff Connor will be the new chief deputy sheriff. Jeff's a longtime law enforcement person from Granite City. He was assistant chief there, and he's the commander of the major case squad on the Illinois side of the river as well. So we're always open to questions. Might want to be patient with us for a little bit. Obviously, I was here for a number of years, but it's going to take a while to reacclimate myself to how things actually progress. But Michelle and Jennifer have already told me that they'll keep me in line.
Believe me.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, Sheriff.
Welcome.
All we need is your cell phone number.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to be hard to find.
911.
Yeah.
Never know when you might need that number.
Next, the state's attorney's office is buying their case binders for the year. Is there any questions? I mean, it's basically just the folders that they have a lot of cases in the state's attorney's office.
Because folders, because they have to be kind of durable, and that should last us all through most of 2015 as well, too.
Any questions?
Then also with the state's attorney's office, they are purchasing 46 monitors and monitor stands. So these are replacing or adding second monitors to a desk?
We're adding second monitors to most of the staff. We're going to go to a dual monitor system, and that should help. We've just finished working with the circuit clerk system. We're part of their system now. And all of our police reports, all of our charges, everything's going to be in there. So we're going to be able to work off. Say you want to work on something, you'll be able to keep your report up there and be able to work straight from it. Jamie heard me and judiciary. Everyone has kind of gone to the school monitor system as a fan, and we hope it's going to be a good idea. Most people don't want to go back once they only have.
I'm a fan of three monitors if you have the space.
At least two.
We've been working with IT.
Is that okay with you?
Trying to use as many as we have without purchasing.
IT people, this is money well spent.
The fans will help us save.
Good.
All right.
Any questions?
You get that back. Productivity.
Do you get rid of the old?
Hearing none.
And those are the purchases.
Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Doc, second by Kelly. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Aye.
And Larry.
Under resolutions, the first two are with facilities management. We have two replacement forklifts, and then we have the annual janitorial services contract renewal. Is that a correction, or didn't we already approve this in the previous month? Or no? Nope. Okay. I'm wrong. And then the two replacement forklifts, one for Wood River and one here?
Right.
Okay.
Any questions?
We trading the old ones in, or?
One we're using up here is actually a skid loader, but it doesn't have the lifting capacity that we need for our ice melt bags, so getting an actual forklift for up here.
Okay.
Next, with the Sheriff's Department, we have the logging system and also the 5 dispatch consoles replacement, which was part of the FY15 capital project budget. And Brad, would you mind explaining these to you? I know you put these things together in the last couple months. And
yeah, the consoles, that's our base stations in our dispatch. We have 5 of them. Motorola will no longer support what we have. We knew this going in when we bought these originally back in 06, but they will not support the software inside those consoles after 2015, so we have to replace them, these 5. The other item is the recorder system that records all the 911 calls and also the radio traffic that comes in over those base stations.
So, Brad, how long will...
The lifespan on these, they estimate 12 to 15 years. So, obviously, there's nothing we can do about the ones we got now. We'll have to pull out the tin cans and string if we don't do this. The estimated lifespan on these is 12 to 15 years.
Are those the only dispatch consoles we have, or do we have additional?
No. And Motorola's cornered the market on this, so they're holding you hostage on what we have to do with them.
Any further questions?
With the State's Attorney's Office, there's a new police vehicle that's being purchased. And Stephanie, would you mind, I think we talked briefly during the budget process about the new program you guys are starting. Would you mind just giving us a summary?
Right. It's going to be paid for out of federal drug funds. And using both a combination of federal and state funds, State's Attorney's looking to fund more highway interdictions, focusing on the trafficking. We like to point out, we're kind of a unique location, having a crossroads with north, south, east, west highways running right through the county, so there is a lot of trafficking going on. Law enforcement budgets throughout the county have been shrinking a little bit, so Tom is looking to kind of ramp up some of the interdiction programs that we have. So again, will be one of the first things is getting a vehicle to be able to do this. The program is still being finalized. Vehicles take a little bit of time to get there, so we wanted to get started on getting the vehicle first.
Can I ask a question? Why a Dodge? I mean, we have all Fords in our fleet, right?
One of the people that we're going to be using has used one of those, and he was saying it was great. Wanted to try that. We may still try a Ford for another one, because all of our vehicles are all the Fords as well, too. So this is on a state contract.
These are state. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, do they have to have, this won't have to have, like, all the equipment in the back?
So there'll be like some equipment added, but not the same as the sheriff's,
like,
but there will be console,
for the prisoners,
radios,
or anything like that.
I don't know if they'll be having everything in there, but that is a police vehicle.
Okay.
Don't they sell Dodge and even Hammer?
No, they don't.
You're right.
Now we know.
You caught that, huh, Larry?
John, you're making
truck.
The next two purchases, I'll present. The first one is the renewing the contract the State's Attorney's Office has with the Appellate Prosecutor Service. We do this every year. We had a formal presentation by Tom Gibbons, I think, 2 years ago. I believe the price is going up from $30,000 to $36,000. It's the first time it's gone up in several years. So if there's any questions.
This is when the prosecutor has a conflict and we bring somebody in to prosecute the case.
As well as several other services that they offer. There's some specialized areas of law enforcement that we're not trained on that we can lean on him for.
We provide training. Every year we send prosecutors to what we call prosecutor boot camp. It's a long program. There's advanced pilot. They do a lot of training. They also pay attention to what the General Assembly's doing, so they work for prosecutors still that way. They provide advice. They handle all of our appellate work.
Thank you.
And then we have a resolution from the Flood Prevention Council approving some contracts. I believe in the Metro East Sanitary District, there's some pump station work that's taking place, and the county It's already been approved by the Flood Prevention Council Board of Directors, but the County Board also is required to approve it. There's any questions about
any
it?
Any questions? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Well, one more. Uh-oh. One more. We have this was tabled a couple months ago. This is the payroll service software, and the committee asked us to go back and take a look at alternative systems that might be available and try to price those out. And we have done that. I think there was a lot of work put into, you know, trying to put together some prices and everything. And this came up in the IT committee, I believe, this morning. But we're going to provide you with the figures that we came up with just to show you the comps and everything. And in a nutshell, what we're proposing, stick with the Highline system is the most cost-effective system. Craig went out and contacted some other providers and looked at both, you know, similar systems that are hosted here and those that are hosted with the providers, and provided the cost breakdown. And as you can see, the solid box around the second one is a proposal that we're asking to move forward with, and then the other competitors are next to them, and the costs are significantly higher. Do you guys have anything you want to add to that, or?
Well, I was pretty vocal about wanting this to go out a couple months ago. So if I'd seen something like this a couple months ago, I would have had no objections. I would like to see in three years from now, in 2017, spring of 2017, I'd like to see this go out for bids and have, you know, have the opportunity for people to come in and bid this job. So I've already marked my calendar for 2017.
Okay, we can certainly do that. You know, what this shows me is that because we've already invested in the Highline system, that they're at an advantage because the upfront costs have already been paid. You know, mm-hmm. So to bring someone else new in, you've got those startup upfront costs that. But
I think I understand. To do this in a hurry, can't be done in a hurry. But I'm right. Saying 3 years from now, it should be a project where we take months to look at it and be prepared to make a 10-year decision again and see if there's a better solution.
Fair enough.
Are there other companies other than these that are involved in this?
There's probably, I mean, you know, others out there.
So these are the only ones we receive bids from other than not getting them from SAP?
Right. And these are comparable services to what we require here.
Seems to be a no-brainer on the cost.
Any further discussion? Hearing none.
Now let's all.
We'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
On the motion by Kelly. Second by Doc. Any further discussion?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Is that all you have, Joe?
That's all.
Rick?
Hey, Mr. Chairman, we have a number of refunds. The first is for $98 to an individual, and this the refund is due to an overpayment of clinical fees. I'll just bring them all in at once, if you don't mind, Mr. Chairman. Second one is from the unrestricted recorded revenue payable to an entity for $99.22. This refund is due for an overpayment. Next one is for $220.22 in the special service area, payable to an individual. This refund is due from an overpayment. And finally, special service area, $31.46 to an individual. This refund is due for an overpayment. I move for your approval.
Okay, get a motion on the refunds.
Second.
Any further discussion? Any questions?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Joe? Jamie?
Aye.
Aye.
Moving forward, Mr. Chairman, we have two immediate emergency appropriations. First one is the county has received a grant in the amount of $23,355. It's entitled the Child Protection Data Courts Project Grant. The purpose of it is improving the safety, well-being, and permanency of children in foster care and strengthening the legal and judicial system. It is a no-match grant, and again, it is $23,355. Second immediate emergency appropriation is subsequent to the adoption of the budget. The county received a grant in the amount of $55,361. This is the purpose of providing grant money to support public health preparedness and response and cities' readiness initiatives for public health. It is also a no-match grant and is the amount of $55,361. And finally, there's an immediate emergency appropriation grant. There's a number of entities. Subsequent to the adoption of the budget, it has been determined that there are necessary expenditures that will be incurred in the operations of the following departments that were not provided for the fiscal year 2014 budget. I'll just pass this. There's a number of them here. I'll pass it for your review, and I move for your approval on those emergency appropriations.
The last year, that's the year-end balancing that the auditor's office goes through, where mostly are grants that the money needs to be appropriated into the budget to balance things out.
Yep. Any questions?
This is the same thing as this.
Get a motion.
So moved.
That's different.
Yeah. Second.
You got a second by Ann. Any further discussion? Hearing none?
Aye.
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 Aye. We have a summary report of claims and transfer November 2014. Mr. Chairman, I move for your approval on that.
Just a comment or two on that. This, too, is the year-end reconciliation, transfers, balancing out budgets, and so forth. Including in this transfer report is a transfer of $3 million from the general fund to the capital project fund. This is for the jail project. We said that we would, at the end of the year, transfer money that we set aside for the jail project, so that's what we're doing here. That's a separate one.
Okay, and separate from that, we have a resolution for reappropriations of the remaining fiscal year 2014 budget to fiscal 2015 budget. I'll pass it for your review as there's a number of entities involved in that, and I move for your approval.
And this last one, our budget policies allows departments to transfer to the next fiscal year unspent budget money for special projects, things that are in the work where they haven't been invoiced yet and so forth, and that's what this list of projects are.
Very good. Any questions?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. No further discussion. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
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 Aye. Is that all, Rick?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Safety and risk.
I need to
move
to go into executive session.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Yeah, I'll read that. Is there any other business that we need to discuss before going into executive session? No.
If you brought this up, what is the
well, the chairman just wanted to mention, everybody's got a copy of an invoice that has been paid for the treasurer's office. It's under the threshold that comes to the committee, under $5,000, so it didn't require finance committee approval. As an elected office holder, he can choose not to come to the finance committee anyway, so therefore the invoice was paid.
And I just wanted to bring this to your attention because we have a situation where, I guess, the previous meeting we voted to have a company come and look at our investment policies and that. We just had a conference up in Peoria that I attended, and Mr. Prinsler went out and got his own firm. It was one of the presenters at the convention, and I do have a copy of their presentation if anybody wants to see it. Once again, I think, this is something we have to approve, but I think it's a little redundant that we hire a firm, we ask Mr. Prinsler to be involved with that process. He was not involved with the process, and we just went out and did this. And this brings up, once again, like when we did the with the IS department and worked with the department doing the programs where we update our webpage. And once again, he went out on his own on his webpage, too. I don't know if I should be upset or I'm just kind of flabbergasted by this, but at least maybe he's looking in to get some professional help on the investment policy. So maybe I should be happy. But if he would have been part of the process in the very beginning, which we invited him to be involved with, you know, it's not $4,600 that he's spending. And I wish he would just. So now we have two companies in the investment policy. What's come down to?
And this proposal is only 20 hours worth of consulting, so it's going to be limited on what they looked at. We're more comprehensive in what we're asking. But still, it is redundant.
I have a presentation in the office. I just wanted to bring it up. It's just another, we need to work together. And the bottom line, if this helps increase our investment income, more power to them, but that's basically what we need to be looking at. Is making sure that our investments are safe. Number one, we have to be safe, but we do have to be making more interest, and hopefully this is something that we could, hopefully it helps.
Do we anticipate more invoices like this?
I don't know.
This is childish and disgusting, as usual.
Yeah, it's totally wasteful.
He's not here to talk to us.
Of course.
About this, so I would like to, we'll wait until at a future meeting he's here. That's what I would suggest.
Might have to wait for a while. Okay. Any further comments? If not, the committee needs to vote to go into executive session to discuss litigation under the provisions of the Illinois Open Meetings Act 5 ILCS. 120-2, C, 11, and 12. Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Our motion is second. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
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 We are in the executive session.